Hello, my name is George Benting and I'm a solutions architect here at Meraki. Today I will tell you about some of the specialist webinars that we have coming up for Systems Manager. Now we have two in particular, one focusing on our teacher's assistant set of features and one focusing on Systems Manager Sentry and what that offers customers. Now, first of all, I'll tell you a little bit about the Teacher's Assistant webinars. So Teacher's Assistant is a collection of features that allows you to very easily integrate smart devices such as iOS devices into your learning environment, into your curriculum, and to make life a lot easier as a teacher. So it's like having your own digital teacher's assistant to help you run the classroom. So what is involved in that? Well, the things we're going to be going through are things such as limited access roles. What this allows the administrator to do is to configure Meraki Systems Manager so that teachers only have access to the devices that they should have access to. So pretty straightforward, but you can make that very advanced. And you can make that very advanced by allowing teachers access to only certain iPads, certain iOS devices, certain devices at certain periods of time, depending on who is using the device or what the device is going to be used for. That can be changed in a number of ways, which we'll be going into in detail in the webinar, as well as examples of how you could deploy that in an education setting. For example, do you want to have it set up by the teacher's schedule, or do you want to have it set up based on what classes they teach? So what type of curriculum the iPad is going to be used for? The great thing about having limited access roles is it means teachers spend time only controlling the devices that they need to. They're not having to select from a wide range of devices all across the school, and they're not going to accidentally lock, push the wrong applications, or change someone else's class, thus disrupting the learning experience. So limited access roles, really useful to allow teachers to focus on teaching and not on administrating lots of different devices. We'll also cover single app mode. So single app mode on iOS allows you to lock a device to just a single application. Incredibly useful to prevent people in a classroom from doing things they probably shouldn't be doing. It allows them to focus attention on the learning application you want to use at a particular point in time. But we're going to look at how you can do this for your entire class in one go. So rather than just going into one iPad, setting it into single app mode, or one iPod or an iPhone or something like that, you can select your entire class as defined by limited access roles, and then you can set them all to work on one particular task. So you can say, right, everyone is now going to use the Wikipedia application for the next 30 minutes. We'll also talk about how you can use this functionality to control your class in terms of you don't want them to use the iPad anymore. You want them to pay attention to you. All eyes up front, as some people describe it. And we'll show you how you can set that up so you can lock the device to just the Meraki app, which means the students can't use the device for anything else. It's pretty boring. And so they're going to pay attention to you because they can't play around with it anymore. Some of the other things we'll go through as part of Teacher's Assistant is how you can use AirPlay. So you can take a student's device that's in the classroom and very quickly and easily, as a teacher, project it onto the front screen or onto a monitor, connect it to an Apple TV without you having to tell them the password or all the connection details. We can pre-populate that. And then all you do as a teacher is you go into the device, you select the device, Apple TV device you wish to project that to, and away you go. So the user, the student doesn't have to do anything. The teacher is in complete control. We're also going to have a look at Backpack. Backpack is a great piece of functionality which allows you to deliver content, learning material to the device ready for the class. So you can put presentations, you can put worksheets, you can put tests, you can put just additional learning material on the device ready to go based on the class that's going to be using it. And that can change, be updated automatically without the teacher having to go in each time when they make an adjustment to the documents. Finally, we're going to look at multi-user applications. So the Meraki app allows multiple students to use a single device, and it will dynamically change the device depending on who's logged in. So it can be used by a different class with different needs, and the device will change between those two as users log in and out. We'll also give you examples of how you can configure it so that when no one's logged in, no one else can use it. So it's just going to be sat there waiting for someone to log in and not free for anyone to use in any way that they want. The other thing that we're going to be looking at, other than all of the teacher's assistant features I've just gone through in this series of specialist webinars, is Systems Manager Sentry. So Systems Manager Sentry is a set of features that are probably more interesting to a wider range of audiences. It's not necessarily specific to education, but these are all around security. And the idea behind this is that Sentry allows you to do security simply, automatically, and then also in a way where it's context aware. So what does all of that mean? Well, Systems Manager Sentry allows the Meraki network infrastructure that you may have to understand what's going on by talking to the Mobile Device Management Systems Manager. The reason this is possible is everything is connected to the Meraki Cloud and to the Meraki Dashboard. So the data is available between all the different platforms to make very informed decisions. So this allows us to implement a number of features, such as Systems Manager Sentry policies. So these are network rules, firewall rules, traffic shaping rules, content filtering rules, all sorts of different things that dynamically change based on what Systems Manager tells the network. So for example, if your geofencing policy changes, that is, you've moved to a different part of the campus, for example, then the network rules can change as well. Or maybe you've gone and installed a prohibited application. Well, now we can add extra firewall rules to the network based on what Systems Manager has seen. Systems Manager tells the Meraki Cloud tells the networking devices to change the rules that apply to that device. This makes life much easier for administrators because they're not having to go and run reports and check things manually. This is all happening dynamically and automatically, and no integration is required because it's already part of the Meraki Cloud. Also going to go through the Systems Manager Sentry enrollment functionality. So if you have a Meraki wireless network running MR access points, then what this does is it allows users to get up and running, configured and installed with Systems Manager and the required profiles and agents automatically when they connect to the wireless. So you don't have to do any of that pre-staging. The users can be self-sufficient. They can go and connect and get enrolled on their own. We'll also talk about Systems Manager Wi-Fi security. What that is the world's simplest deployment of EAPTLS. So we'll go into more details about how that works and what it does. But if you want EAPTLS, one of the most secure forms of connectivity for wireless networks, it's generally very complex. Well, you can do that incredibly easily and very quickly using Systems Manager Sentry Wi-Fi security. Now we have very similar functionality for client VPN, and we'll be going through that as well. And then we'll finally wrap up with how you can automatically configure Wi-Fi and VPN settings for your mobile devices using the automatic import functionality that's part of Systems Manager Sentry and the Meraki networking devices such as the MX and MR. You don't have to go and type all of those configuration parameters in because we already know them. Systems Manager is talking to the cloud, which talks to the networking devices and has all that data ready to hand. So this allows you to produce a very secure network infrastructure that's typically very complex to deploy and manage using just a small set of products very easily from Meraki. So I do hope you will come and attend some of our specialist webinars. We will start probably from the higher end of the level of knowledge. You will need to already know a bit about Systems Manager. These aren't going to be beginners webinars. I would highly recommend you attend one of our introductory webinars if you wish to know a bit about Systems Manager and you currently don't know anything about it. But if you want to get into more detail, if you have some specific use cases and you want to see some really detailed information, then please attend one of these webinars. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope we'll see you on a webinar soon.